This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
How many remember, I am anointed on a level? Now, do you remember the rest of it? Now, all for the glory of God is the motive. But I am anointed, and you know what? We preached that, and that thing went worldwide quick. I mean, it did. It went television. It went everywhere, and it was in locker rooms of professional. It was in Hollywood. It was what I'm talking about, actors and businessmen. I really need to do just a book and the testimonies of that thing there, right there. But you know what? A lot of people had heard it, but didn't stand on it. Just for whatever reason, just kind of quit saying it. Now, we've all been guilty of this, of whatever confessions, of whatever we got a hold of, and we just kind of quit standing, you know? And I want to tell you a testimony that came across this week because, and I'm just going to help you, I'll educate you a little bit on the business side of sports, right? There's what they call free agents, all right? Free agents in sports, professional sports, are guys who... their contract is out, and so they're free. They're free for another team to offer them a contract. And so the recruiting process starts all over again. You think, well, recruiting is for high school and college, but now all of a sudden the pros, they're free to sign. Where do I want to go? And so now there's a recruiting process, and they offer money, and they offer contracts. And, you know, now let me just make this one thing. Contracts that are never guaranteed. Now, here's what most people don't know that I'm going to tell you. None of those contracts are guaranteed. When you hear a contract of this guy signed, did you hear what he signed for? 4 years, $150 million. He's not getting $150 million. No. Trust us, trust the people from the other side. That's what it sounds like. He's not guaranteed that. Their thinking is there's all these clauses. They're going to release him in 2 years, cut him in 3 years right before that. He's not going to get $150 million. Never in the history of sports has there been in any sport a guaranteed contract. We will give you every dime. Never until this past week. It happened. Some of y'all are shaking your heads. You know who I'm talking about. It happened. I'm telling you, history was made in sports, and anybody who's ever been involved in sports, we're like, no way. No, Michael Jordan, Gretzky, all the guys, Tom Brady. No, no, no. But it happened. There's a man named Kirk Cousins. How come everybody doesn't have Kirk Cousins jerseys? I know three or four that will by next year. Kirk Cousins came from Michigan State, went to Washington, had a pretty decent career, has never played in a playoff game, has never quarterbacked, but he has the first and only contract. Tom Brady's won 5 Super Bowls, played in about 8 or 9 Super Bowls, but he doesn't have a guarantee. But Kirk Cousins does. Kirk Cousins came up for free agency. People are drafting. They kind of like him. And the Vikings sign him, and they guarantee him this contract. And the contract is around $90 million. Now, listen, this is guaranteed. It's never happened. We're going to give you $90 million for 3 years, guaranteed. Guaranteed, period. Never happened in the history. Now, here's the thing. At the press conference, I wrote it down. See, if we would only just stand, if we would just keep standing, you want to see the prayers being answered like that song says? Those are the ones who are standing. If you could see the other side of your mountain, you'd stand. It's the truth. You'd move that thing. I don't care how long it's going to take. Well, Kirk Cousins, years and years go by, and there was times where they might this, and they might trade him, and they might franchise tag him and all this, and didn't look. But he just stood. And here's what he says. What a great day today is. Everybody in the world shocked. This is a great day, and I would really like to especially thank my family, because my family and I have believed and said every day, Ephesians 3:20. What? You mean even in the bad times and it didn't look like you might get cut and blah, 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 you might not get, what? When you got hurt and you never, and everybody's talking about you never did you never have played or played in a playoff game. And he said, every day we said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, all the glory to God. He said, that day's today and it's still going to happen. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can. That's exactly what happened. Nobody in the sports agent world, nobody in the coaching business, Michael Jordan, as rich as he is, it probably went, wow, him, Kirk Cousins? That's what everybody was doing, Kirk. But listen, do you understand? He stood on the promise. Yeah. Payday's coming. Come on now. It pays to stand. He said, man, what a great day today is. Ephesians 3:20 came to pass. They're all like, what? What? All the other guys with contracts never got a guaranteed. What's that? You mean I call their agents? I could have been doing that? I'm going to tell you, there's something to standing. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something else. Candace, come on up here. And God had was dealing with me on, you got to preach this, and you got to keep teaching this, and you got to keep coaching standing. And then Candace goes, well, show them what the Lord showed you. And she even marked the date down.
I've just been spending some time in prayer and study, and I had actually turned on Jerry Savelle. And I was listening to him, and the Lord had said to Jerry Savelle, I'm going to hold you accountable for teaching my people how to walk in favor. And so I listened to that, and about that time, I turned it off right after that. And as soon as I turned it off, now, I believe in the Holy Spirit speaking to us in our inner man. I'm not saying an audible voice, but it rose up from inside me. And I heard the Holy Spirit say this to me, and this was on March 3rd, 2018. Because I've asked the Lord several times about my role in this church, and I'm always on my face on what my role as a Christian is in life every day. And so the Lord was very explicit with us, and then he showed me some things later. But on March 3rd, 2018, he said, I will hold you, Candace Brim, Chip Brim, accountable for teaching my children how to stand on my word. Stand in me. For you see, the season that is coming will be one of standing, grounded in me. My glory will come from this uncompromised place. The glory of me upon each face, in a seated position, running each race. Glory to God.
Wow. Notice how he said, and stand seated. You ever heard that before? You need to stand seated. You know, standing has many definitions and many uses. You can stand firm. You can stand alone. You can stand trial. You can stand your ground. Different uses have been, you look like you could stand a haircut. We've used it in many ways, haven't we? I mean, you look this up, and it's in there all kinds of ways. This book, the Bible, will stand the test of time. And has. The order given last week still stands. It stands to reason. That house stands on a hill. You know, he stands to make quite a profit. That team stands in first place. Right? That person stands accused. You don't stand a chance. Why, you can even stand up, stand aside, or stand on your head, right? But any way you put it, standing is a position. And then I saw this one, to maintain one's position, remain firm in the midst of adversity. Maintaining your position. And the whole Bible is about taking your stand. Jesus took his stand, and we're going to talk about that. But how many know the Bible says stand praying? Stand praising. Stand rejoicing. Stand in your seated position. And when done all, what? Stand. Praise God. You know, the years ago, so we need to think about right now that standing is a position. It's a position that you're to take that firmly and don't let go of. Man, I'm telling you, I think about when God told me, he said, rejoice. I don't feel like it. He was telling me, take a stance. Rejoice in the midst of adversity. Take a stand, your position. And then I thought about position, and one time he woke me up years ago. A lot of y'all have heard this, but I just want to quickly review it. But he kept talking position with me, and what he's talking, now I'm putting it all together. It's about stance. And I remember how important positioning was in sports, and I remember you had to get the right guys in the right position. And that's a lot to do with leadership as well. Get the right people in the right position. And when you're in sports, you know, in baseball especially, you spend a lot of money and you do a lot of recruiting and you don't want a third baseman catching or whatever. You want to put them all in the right position. And not only that, when you get out on the field during the game, you want to line them up for the right position. Because every batter has tendencies, all right? So if a batter is up there and we've got the book on him, we know what he does with two strikes on a curveball because it's in front of us, the coaches. And so the outfield coach will move his players, the infield coach will move his players, and everybody gets in their position, right? And so that happens every play. While you're up there eating popcorn and a hot dog and Coke, yelling at the coaches, do something, you're not even doing anything. But, yeah, you're in your stands, in your position, and we're trying to get people in position to win the game. And so I remember one time, you know, we're in a game seven, it's a championship game. And it came down to the last pitch, the bases were loaded.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.